You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Gretchen Albrecht is one of Aotearoa New Zealand's preeminent painters. Over the course of her seven-decade career, she has continued to paint, focusing on the intersection of colour, movement and form. Liquid States is a survey exhibition curated by James Gatt that examines work produced by Albrecht in the 1970s and 1980s. The exhibition is showing at Te Uru Gallery from November 3rd and also marks Te Uru's 10-year anniversary. Beth spoke to Gretchen about her work and connection to Te Tārangi in the 1970s.
You produced the works exhibited in Liquid States mostly in the 70s and the 80s. How did you select the works to exhibit?
I didn't select the work. The curator of Liquid States is the curator at Te Uru in Te Tārangi, and it's his show. He proposed the idea of Liquid States and he focused on the work that's in the exhibition. James Gatt, the works he's chosen all facilitate his idea of Liquid States. So they're quite watercolory, thin paint, a lot of gravity of the liquid paint coming down. You know, it makes sense when you see the show.
How has your artistic process changed, do you think, looking at these paintings and thinking about how you create art now?
Well, I am a process painter in that the materials that I use, liquid paint, are used in different ways according to when they were done. So these works in the 70s, thin acrylic paint with the stretcher and the canvas lying on its back on the floor of the studio, and I'm moving the thinned acrylic paint over unprimed canvas and creating the image as I go. I still work like that with the stretcher, with the canvas lying on the floor in the studio. But of course, you know, I mean, 1970s, 54 years ago. So obviously your method and approach changes. Yeah.
What are you working on anything at the moment?
I work every day, and I am working on, well, I've just finished a large painting and I'm now working on a slightly smaller stretcher. I'm not sure what I'll do with these finished paintings. I'll sit on them for a while, I mean, metaphorically. And at some point, an exhibition will come about when I'm ready.
Yes. Is there anything you'd like to speak on regarding the exhibition?
Well, the gallery is a regional gallery. It's in Te Tārangi. The focus on the 70s is very pertinent because me and my family, my husband and my son and myself, we lived in Te Tārangi for 15 years. First moved into Te Tārangi in 1964 and left in 1982. So the genesis of the 70s paintings, which are these thinned acrylic landscape-oriented works, were often created from going to the west coast out of Auckland, Piha, Karikari, Watapu, Murawai, and absorbing that kind of landscape, seascape, the sky, the environment, and that informed the work. So given our time in Te Tārangi and the coincidental choosing of the decade of the 70s and the 80s, it spans 12 years of when we were living out there. So that has some impact on how the show can be viewed. And the 80s works shift gear, where I, in 1981, I was the Francis Hodgkins Fellow, and we lived in Dunedin for that year. And I discovered what I call the hemisphere, which is the semicircular shape So the 80s show the shift from the 70s into that form, which I still use to this day. So there's quite a jump linked with this Liquid States catch-all title, but moving from the natural world, if you like, to taking that with me, but also moving into a more art historical informed ideas, and travel has come into it because we traveled in 1979, and that of course informs the work in a different way. I mean, I don't know if you've ever traveled, but it does change you, it does add on, you know, you're a bit like a little onion and you just keep layering layers of experience.
And so, I suppose it alters your perspective as well, doesn't it, once you've experienced something so new or so different?
Yes, I think other cultures, when you're up close and actually living in another country or even just passing through, have echoes of your own culture but are different. But, I mean, the idea of going to Europe in 1979 and America was to see all the great art in the museums and art galleries. And, I mean, I'd never travelled until then. So I was 34 when I first travelled to America and then on to Europe. So it was quite an important time.
Indeed. And it's very apt then that this exhibition takes place in Te Tārangi.
Yeah, that's right.
That was Beth speaking to Gretchen Albrecht about Liquid States, an exhibition examining works produced by the artists in the 1970s and 80s. Liquid States opens on November 3rd.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.